COVID-19 davening alone instructions. Unfortunately, this year, due to the pandemic, many people in various countries worldwide will be required or are self-requiring themselves to daven alone without a minyan, to daven at home in self-quarantine in abidance of government policies or own personal fear of joining a minyan. In the following shiur, we will address the various laws applicable for one who davens biyichidus, for one who's davening alone for Rosh Hashanah. So let's begin with the month of Elul and blowing shofar. There's a discussion amongst Paiskim as to whether the blowing of the shofar in Elul, customarily done, was instituted only for a minyan to do or even for a private individual. Practically regarding this matter, it's a good thing to do so, and therefore whoever's able to have a shofar available throughout the month of Elul should do so, should purchase one, etc., and blow shofar for himself after davening. Although from the letter of the law, he is not required to. Regarding slichas, it is permitted for one to recite slichas without a minyan, although he has to omit certain parts. Those parts that need to be omitted include the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy from Vayavra, of which we are accustomed to omit completely and not recite even in the Torah tune. Some say one should also start omitting the entire paragraph of Kel Melech Yeshiv, which introduces Vayavra and the Yud Gimel Midas. Likewise, one is to omit the Aramaic part said within slichas. This is mainly within the slichas of fast days and the like. Regarding joining slichas through the telephone, radio, live video, audio, internet hookup, such as Zoom, to hook up to a live slichas minyan, so one is able to do so, and you can say slichas together with them. And practically, although the matter is under debate in the Paiskim, one may be lenient to likewise recite the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim together with the minyan, the congregation, through Zoom or other type of technology. Of regarding answering Amen for Kaddish, regarding that, one should only do so if he's assured that he's in truth receiving a live feed right away and there isn't a delay of 2 to 3 seconds between the answering of Amen for the Kaddish and his Amen that he's answering. Often with Zoom and other types of technologies, there is a substantial delay that therefore can invalidate the answering of Amen. But nonetheless, by Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim would still be allowed because you have plenty of time to make it up until everyone finishes saying it. Hataras Nadarim and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Regarding Hataras Nadarim and Erev Rosh Hashanah, so if you have three other male family members in your house that are above the age of Bar Mitzvah, such as three brothers, three sons, etc., etc., one can do Hataras Nadarim in that method, as even relatives are valid to be part of the tribunal for Hataras Nadarim. If one does not, and the question is asked, can one perform a Hataras Nadarim via the phone or via Zoom and the like, meaning that three men above the age of Bar Mitzvah will be together and listen in through the phone or Zoom to the person doing Hataras Nadarim, does it count? So practically this matter is debated amongst the Rabbanim of today, although regarding Hataras Nadarim that's customarily done in Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing to lose by doing it in this method, and therefore one should do so if he's unable to do Hataras Nadarim in front of three people. The Rosh Hashanah Shachris Davening. Regarding the time, so even though regarding other matters we will see that things should not be done within the first 3 hours of the day, that means before Seif Zman Krishma, nonetheless davening Shachris may and is even encouraged to be done within the first 3 hours of the day, which is by Seif Zman Krishma, and certainly as according to Halacha, should be done before the fourth hour of the day, before Seif Zman Tefillah. Avinu Malkeinu may be recited on Rosh Hashanah. In this year that it falls on Shabbos, we only start saying it on Sunday, but it may be recited even if you're davening without a minyan. Regarding the piyutim that are normally said by Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris, there's no problem for one to say it in private. They do not require a minyan in order to be said. Some tips for an enhanced private at-home high holiday davening is to set aside a specific room for the prayers, make it clean and organized, and make it beautiful as much as possible. Number two is to daven out loud and to daven with whatever tunes in the gunim that you know of. Number three is to try to join your entire family in the davening, to make a family minyan, so to say, although making sure that women and girls above age 11 are not to sing the words of davening while a man is davening. This applies even if they're all family, they're all relatives, fathers, brothers, etc. The shofar blowing. One who's davening without a minyan should blow the shofar only after 3 hours have passed from the beginning of the day, which means only after Seif Zman Kriya Shema. The reason for this is because within that time, it's a time of severities above. It's not the best time for a judgment. And since the shofar is meant to culminate the decree for one's future year, therefore one should not blow it during the severity period. And therefore one should wait, even if he finished shachris before Seif Zman Kriya Shema, he should nonetheless wait with the blowing of the shofar till afterwards. Obviously, if one doesn't own their own shofar and is relying on other people, and the other people said this is when we can blow at 8 o'clock in the morning, then he has to hear it then. He has no choice. The mitzvah is fulfilled even before, and here we're discussing if you have a choice, such as you own a shofar and you decide when to blow it, then in such a case, you should l'chatchila wait until after the first 3 hours of the day. Regarding where in davening the shofar should be blown to fulfill the mitzvah, so the answer is one who's davening without a minyan, it's proper from to blow the biblical sounds, which is 30 blows of Tashrat HaShatarat, prior to Musaf, just like is done in Shul. And now regarding how many sounds should be blown. So from the letter of the law, one is only required to hear 30 sounds, which is 3 sets of Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat, and the additional blows that we do in Shul are only a custom for a minyan. You don't have to do them. Nonetheless, it is customary, even for one who's in private, to try to blow a total of 100 sounds. However, all these additional sounds should only be blown after Musaf. They may not be blown during the Musaf Shemina Esrei, as they are in Shul, as we will discuss soon. How should one blow the Shvarim Trua when he's blowing without a minyan blowing for himself? In 1 or 2 breaths, the answer is the 30 blows that he blows to fulfill the mitzvah should be done in a single breath, while any additional blows that he wants to do after Musaf to fulfill the 100 sounds based on the custom, which as we said before is not obligatory, can be blown in 2 breaths in order to fulfill one's obligation according to everybody. Regarding women and if women may blow shofar for themselves, the answer is yes. It is permitted for a woman to blow shofar on her behalf, and she may even say a blessing upon doing so. Nonetheless, l'chatchila, if a man is available, the man should be the one to blow for her. A woman may not blow shofar on behalf of other men. She may, however, blow shofar on behalf of other women. The prayer of Musaf. So as we hinted to earlier, one who is davening Musaf without a minyan is not to daven within the first 3 hours of the day, meaning before Seif Zman Kriya Shema. He is to wait until Seif Zman Kriya Shema and only afterwards to daven Musaf. And again, the reason is because this is a major prayer that's going to be affecting our future year and the decision-making and writing of the decree, and we don't want the prayer to be done during a time of judgment of severities. So therefore, we delay it until after Seif Zman Kriya Shema. Regarding shofar blowing in Musaf, even though in shul, many shuls are accustomed to blow shofar during the silent prayer of Musaf, and everyone else does by also Chazaras HaShatz. Nonetheless, when you're davening in private, you're not allowed to blow shofar during your private Shemina Esrei. If you want to blow, you can blow afterwards, as we've already mentioned. Regarding the piyutim of Musaf, may one say it even if he's davening in private? The answer is that there is no issue whatsoever. The piyutim are not required to be said specifically with a minyan. So you can say all your favorite piyutim and sing them out loud as if you're the chazan and enjoy a little bit of an experience of what you would be enjoying in shul. May Hashem bless all Klal Yisrael with the Ksivich Simateva, good gebenched yor, that we all be able not only to daven with minyanim this coming Rosh Hashanah, but to daven with the biggest minyan in the world in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi B'Korov Mamash.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanOrachCharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanOrachCharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.